Time now for our next edition of the season countdown. They were the GFL Minor Premier last year, 17-1 home and away record, but unfortunately 2018 didn't end the way that Coach Guy Morfitt would have hoped. Bundled out in straight sets, losing the second semi-final and the preliminary final. Probably didn't want to be reminded of it. It's been a tough summer. I think he's hoping for round one to roll around very quickly, but he's been good enough to join us in the studio. Morf, welcome to you. Have you shaken off the disappointment yet? I know it sat with you at least till Christmas, the way the season ended.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. It's look, it was a disappointing end to our season, but you know, we're I always said to the guys that if we it certainly wasn't going to be a loss if we learned something out of it, and I think we really have. Whilst it was disappointing and it did take a lot of soul searching, I think the group has certainly dusted themselves off and put in a really good start to pre-season at the moment, and we're certainly using I think the results of last year to motivate us for where we're heading this year.
Do you go back and watch either the second semi or the preliminary final and try and pinpoint, or do you have to just leave it in the past?
Look, I had a look, obviously, at our semi-final against St Mary's, obviously as part of our review for that week after. So we really picked that out. To be quite honest, I haven't even watched the prelim at the moment. It's just something that... It's not something I want to delve back into. It's more now about looking to the future and taking the positives out of where we're heading. So,
does a little bit of that come with the fact that you're going to have some change of personnel? That, you know, half a dozen of the guys that ran around preliminary final day won't be there come round one against Colac?
Yeah, I think so. And it's something that, you know, you can always... It is important that you look at your deficiencies, I think, to improve and move forward. But I think you've also got to be realistic enough to know that lists do change. And it is something that I don't want to keep bringing that memory up and you know, look at it as a negative all the time. We've got to look forward to where we're heading. And we're certainly doing that with a new crop of players that are coming through our football club. And we're certainly excited about the future.
Okay, let's just move on from that. Let's quickly just touch on, you have lost, and that most of them are premiership players. Nick Burke played in the flag. Darcy Keyes played in the flag. Matt Miller played in the flag. Logan Wagner played in the flag. They've all gone. Billy Smets has gone back to North Warrnambool, his home club, which is also Darcy Keyes' home club. Nick Burke's gone home to Collar and Noorat. Mitch Maguire won your best and fairest in 2017. He's gone home to Drysdale and will captain them. Jesse Lothian's the other one, but we're still a bit of a question mark on where Jesse will play. He's been linked to Drysdale, but whether he plays there or not, still, I think, up in the air. No clearance has been lodged yet, has it?
No, so we haven't received a clearance yet. So, look, yeah, we're unsure at this stage where he 100% is playing. At this stage, I'm led to believe that he will be at Drysdale next year, but we still haven't seen a clearance yet, so we'll wait and see.
All right. But the Inns, Jaden Exel, son of Gavin, who was a gun forward with the Cats in the late 80s, stood out with the blonde hair. There's a link to Leopold, and you've been able to get him to the club.
Yeah, so Jaden was had a good link. He actually, I think he lives with Jed Buse together, and is also with Lockie Alford, another one of our players. So there was that sort of connection through the club there. And yeah, look, he'd started his pre-season with Werribee VFL, and unfortunately for him got cut from there. So look, he's somebody who's still developing his game at this sort of level of football, and I can see him, you know, playing off a half-back and playing a role for us.
Alex Maloney returns. Boof went back to Tarang Mortlake for a year, but he's come back and he's brought his brother Joel with him.
Yeah, so Boof, look, Alex is a really good footballer. He's really developed at this sort of level and he's proven what he can do. So, look, he's a really great get-back in for us. And Joel, his cousin, has been fantastic with his pre-season. You know, he's brought a lot of leadership qualities. I think he's 29 or 30 years old, so he's played quite a bit of football and good football. And he's had a fantastic pre-season so far and really is driving the standards and bringing a few of these younger kids along with him, so that he's been a fantastic pickup.
What can you tell us about Peter Farmer? We understand there is a relationship with the great Polly Farmer, who of course great with the Cats, and WA legend who's back in Perth, but Peter's from WA and he's spent some time over here. But what can you tell us about his football?
Yeah, so I think he's the great grandson, I think, of Polly Farmer, and also related to Jeff Farmer, who was at Fremantle. So Peter, yeah, he's been over in the West for, I think, the best part of the last 3 or 4 years. I think he did a pre-season with the Falcons in 2014, And then went over west working. He's actually an artist by trade, so quite a talented fella. Look, to be honest, we don't know a great deal about him. He hasn't played a lot of football for the last 2 or 3 years. He sort of approached us and was excited to get back into the football side of things and really challenge himself. And we see that as, you know, we always, you know, open our doors at Leopold and welcome anybody in. And so, look, he's a little bit unknown. We've seen him in one practice match so far. He's worked hard all pre-season, so we'll wait to see where he fits in.
Yep. Ollie Tate from Williamstown has aligned. Unfortunately, he's been hurt, I believe, a collarbone injury. Is that correct?
Yeah, he I think he broke his collarbone in some match sim up at Williamstown 2 weeks ago. So prognosis at this stage, I think he's either got to get it plated or some sort of surgery. So, you know, I think he's probably going to be a 6 to 10 weeker at this stage. But yeah, look, Ollie's a good player. He's got a lot of good experience behind him. Has played at the, you know, VFL level for quite some time now. So, linked to our club through Sam Hughes and also with Simon Close, who used to be at Leopold. So, fantastic guy. And you know, if he's not playing at Williamstown, his leadership qualities will be fantastic at Leopold.
So, silver lining to this is that he might get 3 games in at Leopold. He probably won't play enough to bust in terms of if you play finals, so you might have access to him in September as well. So I suppose you've got to look at the positive.
Yeah. I mean, look, you never want to see anybody sort of get an injury like that. And, I mean, ultimately, if he's good enough to be playing at VFL, then that's obviously where we want to be pushing him to be, because we want the best out of all players on our list. But, you know, if he is available, then I'll be quite happy to have him running around with us.
Talk to us about some youngsters. You've got some kids who have spent some time at the Falcons, have been in your Colts side, or under-19 side, as it was last year. Who's going to come up and hopefully press for regular senior selection?
Yeah, so look, the exciting thing about this year is, you know, we've got Cooper Cartledge, who's come back from a full year at Falcons last year. We didn't see him back at Leopold at all. So, you know, you would like to think that he's going to be pretty much a ready-made senior player. You know, physically, he's probably still got a little bit to go, but he understands the game really well. I would think he'll be a really good fit for that Nick Burke position off half-back. And he's a really good kid. Like, he's really developed, even from a leadership point of view. You know, he understands the game and what it takes to play at the highest level. So he's been really good. Riley Hayden's another one who's pushed up through pre-season. Played a really good practice match for us last week against Motawari. So, you know, these kids, whilst they take time, it's good that we've got that little bit of depth and this next generation of players coming through. Lockie Cartledge is another one who's had a brother of Cooper's, had a really good pre-season, been in our development side for the last probably 2 or 3 years and probably hasn't had the opportunities because of how strong our list was last year. So he's pressing as well. You know, Max Reuter played 2 or 3 senior games last year, so he'll only be better for that, and Louis Clifton as well. So I think certainly the kids that are coming through is exciting.
You're into your second year as coach. The coaches I've spoken to who have done their first year at club said this pre-season's been easier. Has it been easier for you as well, knowing the group? And you know, obviously you've got to get to know the recruits, but you know, the core remains, and it's, I suppose, you know, what makes them tick.
Yeah, I think so. I think coming in last year was, look, it was outstanding. We had a sensational year last year. We had a great list, and it just seemed to be last year that everything sort of, you know, fell into place and went our way, obviously, until the last 2 games of the season. But it certainly is. I think I certainly feel a lot more comfortable around the group, and just that time to transition into a new club and this level of football, and just get a gauge of the dynamic and how everyone works together. How I coach the game is probably different to how Steve Clark did it, you know, different to probably how Aaron Greaves did it in the past. So it's been great. The list that we've got are fantastic. They're a really good bunch of players, and the club's great. So, you know, I think 12 months into the role, I'll be certainly feeling a lot more comfortable.
Last year, Trent West went it alone in the ruck, and that seemed to work better. I know you didn't have the group in 2017, but it seemed to work better than the year before, when Steve Clark had Jack Berry and Trent West at his disposal. If you get Jack back, does that change your dynamic, or are you expecting that you won't see a lot of Jack this year with him at Werribee?
Yeah, look, I think the probably two-part answer to your question is, one, it probably will change the dynamic a little bit because West likes to ruck. He likes his time in the midfield, and he likes to be settled. He doesn't really like going forward as much. So, you know, you bring Jack back into that side, and then you're sort of trying to work a position for both of them and manufacture something. So, and in saying that though too, I think with the year that Jack had at Werribee last year, and the feedback I'm getting from Werribee's, I would doubt that we would see him much this year. And look, that's only a good thing for him. I'm always of the mindset of that if you can be playing the best level of football, then you should be doing that. And then when the time's right, hopefully we'll welcome him back at Leopold.
What have you worked on over the pre-season to, I suppose, ensure that, you know, you're thereabouts again, but also that what your brand of footy stacks up come GMHBA Stadium in September?
Yeah, look, I think we haven't changed too much structurally. I think, you know, you've always just got to... I think when we did our exit meeting last year, we sat down with a group, or the whole club as a collective, and said, righto, what are the areas that we need to improve on? You know, what are the positives, what are the negatives? And we looked at all that and we got feedback from everybody. So not just from our from a 2 o'clock point of view, we got feedback from a development side of things, our under-19s, and from a whole club as a collective. So we haven't changed too many things structurally, a couple fundamental changes to our game style. But... look, apart from that, I think everybody at this level of football would be trying to keep ahead of the pack a little bit. You know, at times we probably just need to change the tempo of the game. I think last year we were so attacking and so fast all the time that we probably need to, you know, get the tempo changed when we need to on our terms. But apart from that, not too much really.
Yep. Some slight adjustments to your coaching staff.
Yeah, so obviously with Billy Smets leaving, we've had a change in that sense. So Brandon Howth's going to come on as our forward line coach, which is good for Brandon. You know, I think at the stage he's at in his career, he's transitioned really well into coaching. He's certainly got a lot to give coaching because he's been such a quality player for so long. So. The feedback he gives our players is outstanding so far. Ross Gemmell has come in as our development coach and also a forward line role with Brandon as well. So Ross has had quite a bit of experience at VFL level in development side. So he'll be really good at developing our next generation of players. And then obviously Jai Thompson will stay as midfield and Jeremy Larkham from a backline coach.
Sam Hughes, captain the club again?
Yeah, Sam will captain again, yep. So he was really good last year with his leadership and, yeah, we won't make too many changes from that side of things, Sam, and Sam Scott will be a vice-captain at this stage.
All right, let's have a look at your first four games. Colac at Central Reserve is a nice test first up, and then North Shore, St Albans and Grovedale, so three of the bottom five from last year. There's a without being disrespectful to North Shore, St Albans and Grovedale, if you can get over Colac, you could potentially be 4-0 come the end of April.
Yeah, look, potentially. I mean, we you know, you try and use the old cliche, you don't like to look too far ahead, but you're spot on. I think Colac is going to be certainly a big test for us down there round one, and, you know, we're under no illusion of how hard that's going to be down there. But, you know, then you look at the next three after that. You know, I think with North Shore, and I think Grovedale have certainly improved a little bit. So, you know, I don't think you go in any game thinking that it's going to be easy or you look to pencil in any. But, you know, I think our mindset will be just going down to Colac and trying to put in four quarters and getting the job done there first, and then we'll reassess of where we're heading after that.
Outside of Ollie Tate, any injury issues, anybody that will make a delayed start to the year, or do you expect to have a fairly healthy list to pick from against the Tigers?
Touch wood. Our list is pretty healthy at the moment, touch wood. I think we had a couple little ankle rolls and stuff like that lately, but no major ones at this stage. So at the moment, we should be nearly full strength round one, I would like to think.
The competition gets hotter each year in the GFL. Is Joey's the team you're chasing, as you've seen it from the outside over pre-season?
Yeah, look, I think you don't really know. I'm a big believer in, you know, you read about a lot of teams, what they've picked up, what they've lost and all that sort of stuff. But until you see that sort of, you know, that dynamic and how it works on a game day, you're sort of just flying a little bit blind in a way. But, you know, I certainly think that the Joeys will be up there again. But I honestly think anyone in the top sort of 5, 6, or 7 bracket this year could win it from anywhere. You know, I think from what I'm seeing, I think the competition in the top half certainly will level out a little bit, which is only a good thing. Mm. But I certainly think, you know, sides like Newtown, South Bar and Colac are certainly going to improve on where they were last year. So I think, you know, the top 7 could be anyone's at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an interesting season. Guy, I really appreciate your time coming in. Big season for Leopold. I'm guessing there's a little bit of redemption on the mind after the way season 2018 finished. Best of luck and really appreciate you joining us on K-Rock.
No worries. Thanks, Kingy.
Guy Morfitt, the coach of Leopold, and of course, footy tipping this year has got a bit of a twist. Momentum Energy is bringing you not only AFL tipping, but also GFL and BFL tipping. We're giving $1,000 to our leading tipster in the AFL, BFL and GFL. But also, if you tip in the GFL and the BFL and you nominate your club, they will pick up $1,000 as well. So if you're a Leopold supporter and you happen to win the GFL tipping, $1,000 going to you and $1,000 to the Lions as well, which I'm sure Guy would be quite happy to put over the bar if the Polders were able to salute with the flag at the end of the season. Momentum Energy sponsoring our footy tipping. Of course, you can check it out at carrockfootball.com.au and just hit the footy tipping tab. That's been Leopold. Next in our series of season countdown, we're going to catch up with Model Warwick co-coach Seamus Orr.